Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to VOP Freedom Radio's Alana Willow Show. And of course, I'm the producer, Hank McGrath, and I'd like to introduce to you our great and wondrous Alana Willow.
Thank you, thank you.
Hello. So it's Alana here. Yes, it's Alana. Welcome to VOP Freedom Radio's Alana Willow Show. I'm your host, Alana Willow, with your co-host, Hank McGrath. I will be, today's features, Today features Alana's recently published book, Alana Willow's Rainy Day Activities for Kids, which is a great resource for parents and kids to do fun and wholesome things when the weather is bad.
Oh, you mean rain or snow?
Yes, indeed, rain or snow. Even though the title is Alana Willow's Rainy Day Activities for Kids, it does still include other kinds of rainy days like snow days.
Well, could you tell us a little bit about some of what the book is actually, what's in the book? I mean, does it keep you busy for rainy days? It's for parents and children?
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
It has a beautiful cover.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell us some of the things in the book.
So, I'm going to tell you what a couple of the things like to do are. So, one of them is tinfoil shapes, which is very fun and amazing. There are also potato stamps, eraser stamps, and temporary tattoo fun. Those are all awesome things.
You've done a lot of that, right?
Yes.
Right?
Of course I have. And also one of my favorites, sock puppets. Matter of fact, I made one a couple minutes ago.
Yes.
And there is bread and glue clay. It is a safety project slime kind of thing for kids, toddlers, and infants.
In case they eat it.
Yes.
Yes.
In case they eat it. And yes, you heard me, bread and glue clay. And then also there is toothpick shapes and nail art, finger painting, make a brag book photo album, Alana's slime time, which are all awesome things. Then there's imagination, inspirations like cooking cakes and pizzas, singing and dancing, STEM projects, exiting chores, cyber tutor and safe cyberspace, which is very important for young children.
Mm-hmm.
And also reading and writing stories, and that's pretty much about it.
Really?
Yes.
Is there any way that you could, like, pick one of the parts out, you know, to...
And read it to you?
Yeah, sort of read it.
Okay, let me just find just the right page.
Okay. This is great. 9 years old and your first published book. Is that correct?
Yes. I am going to read you Imagination and Inspiration. I'm going to read you Alana's Mini Texas Pizza, Alana's Buttery Cornbread, and Alana's Blueberry Heaven Cake.
And this you can make when it's raining outside, the weather's really bad, there's a terrible snowstorm, stuff like this?
Yes.
So you never get bored?
Yep. So, first, we have Alana's Mini Texas Pizza. All you have to do for that is, I might as well just read it to you. I have my mini homemade pizzas, and you will too. Here is the ingredients. 1 box of Texas toast, 6 slices either garlic or 3 cheese, 1 package of pepperoni, 1 package of shredded cheddar cheese or sliced. Top your Texas toast with cheese and pepperoni and bake till lightly on bottom cheese melted.
Nice.
Then,
and that's like mini pizzas.
Yep.
Wow.
And then we have Alana's Buttery Cornbread,
okay,
which is delicious. Square a round, deep microwavable bowl made for baking in microwave. You can use the oven, too, by following instructions on the box. 1 box of Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix, 1 egg, 1/3 cup of milk, sprinkle of sugar and honey, 3 tablespoons of melted butter, mix till thick, cook in microwave for 4 to 7 minutes, checking with toothpick from time to time, And then, so delicious.
Whoa, you don't want to give up all the recipes, right? Don't give up all the recipes. What? Now, you said Alana Slime Time?
Yep.
I mean, how do you make, it's in your book here, Sparkling Blue Glitter Slime?
Yes, and there's also Silly Putty Slime, and...
Every kind of slime.
Yeah.
And how do you make that?
The Sparkling Blue Glitter Slime, how you make it, all you will need is Elmer's glue, glitter glue, and Purex Stoff Low Liquid Starch. To make a really wild, sparkling blue glitter slime that lasts for days and keeps the children busy and laughter for hours.
Really? Some of this slime is like glow-in-the-dark, too, right? I mean, it's really cool, but it's safe for children?
Yes, it is completely safe for toddlers, infants, and children my age, 9. Well, pretty much, let's just say, I'm going to say three and up, ages 3 and up.
But even if they're too young, is there another kind of safe slime you put in your book that can be used?
Yes, matter of fact, it is, so all you will need is a safe, fun slime for toddlers and infants, Silly Putty Slime. All you will need is a bowl, cornstarch,
Jell-O,
water, stir, and add water if needed. And then, that's pretty much it.
It's fun after that, right?
Yep.
Lots of fun. So, did you do this book with you and your father? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, me and my father have been working on it for about 2 months now, and we finally have it published like we knew it would. I thought that it wasn't going to be real. I thought he was just joking, and I thought it wouldn't really work out well if it was real. But look at us now. We're going to become really good people in America, and I think a lot of people are going to like our books and like...
We're going to write more books, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And also, I have a really amazing thing at the very end. So, the cyber tutor and safe cyberspace is very important.
Before you get there, can I go to a commercial, and when you come back, could you cover both them pages? Because she actually has, on rainy days, it could be fun to do chores.
Yes, matter of fact.
And you've done this with your father?
Yes.
This is amazing, and it's fun.
Yes.
Okay, so as soon as we come right back, you'll cover that for us, Safe Cyber, and I have fun doing chores.
Yes. And, guys, before we go, I'm going to say, if you're having a bad day, just remember our book will be completely published out in the America, so that way you guys, if it's a rainy day right now for you, don't worry, our book will be coming out soon.
That's right.
Have a great day, guys, and we will see you in 1 second.
That's right.
Sales and voted top producer and realtor of the year, Mary Ellen Charles of ADK Realty offers experience, energy, and results through her unique matchmaking approach, finding you the Adirondack property you desire and deserve. extensive experience and knowledge of the Southern Adirondacks is exactly what buyers need to find their perfect home or vacation retreat. Properties in Fulton, Northern Herkimer, Warren, and Saratoga counties, the city of Gloversville, Johnstown, and surrounding areas in the Southern Adirondacks is her specialty. Whether you're a seller or a buyer or even a newcomer seeking land, a summer retreat, home, or business, contact Mel Charles today. ADK Realty, 2144 State Highway 10, Caroga Lake, New York. Return calls in 24 hours at 518-725-2357 or at 518-705-5616. Or email Mel at adksrealty.com. ADK Realty, your guide to the Southern Adirondacks. www.adksrealty.com.
Welcome back to the Alana Willow Show. And now we are going to get back to the rainy day activities for kids. So first, I'm going to tell you something really funny. So on the first page, there's something really funny. It's me and a picture of Bigfoot, like a statue, but it's really cool. He's made out of metal, and he's really awesome. Every holiday, they, like, dress him up, like, cool, like, in the summer, they had him wearing goggles and everything. It was super funny.
That's in Whitehall, right? Whitehall,
yes,
New York?
Yes, Whitehall, New York.
That's right.
So, I'm going to read you the writer's message and, like, what happened that day. So, Alana Willow McGrath, who is a friend of Bigfoot, which is me, is a radio show host with VLP Freedom Radio Online, the Alana Willow Show. An author, a creative writer, and loves to travel. She was born in Gloversville, New York, and lives in both New York and Vermont. Dab for freedom! Now that the last sentence right there, dab for freedom, that's the shirt that I was wearing when I was, like, and it looks like I'm holding
Bigfoot up,
Bigfoot up. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But what's the book? The book has a purpose to it, right?
Yes.
Besides helping families and children never not get bored on rainy days and bad stormy days, what's the purpose? You have a message to people.
Yes. This is the writer's message. I'm going to read you the writer's message. Hi, I am Alana Willow. I thank you for getting my book, which I do hope you enjoy. Proceeds from the book help to promote Project Code Adam, which teaches local businesses how to help keep children safe when they are in stores and in public places. The project is run by my dad, Hank McGrath, the co-host, and sponsored by Focus on Fathers New York, adksrealty.com. VLP Freedom Media, Heritage Ministry, and the New York Region Adult Survivors of Child Abuse. To learn more about Code Adam, visit codeadam.missingkids.org. So, this book is mainly for Code Adam because the more we sell this book, the more they will get it, go to the website, and help the company.
And we can raise money in order to go to all the stores in the Capital District and have them trained, because your father is trained as a child advocate with Code Adam, all right?
Yes, indeed. So I'm going to show you a couple pages, and I'm going to read you some, and I'll read you it, and I hope you'll like it. So first, we are going to read the one of the best. It is Exciting Chores, what my father was saying.
Exciting Chores?
Yes.
Oh, come on. How do you get kids having fun with chores?
So, we can't say enough about the importance of children who are capable and able to learn the art of doing chores, especially on a rainy day or bad weather day. So, if made to be fun and rewarding, children would actually enjoy making what belongs to them look nice, like cleaning their room and making it the way they want it to be. Parents, compromise.
That's true, though. You make the room the way you want it, and it ends up looking nice.
Yep.
Yes.
Then, or trying on their clothes, putting aside those that do not fit in order to donate to the needy.
We do that twice a year, right?
Yes, indeed. And then, how about making a game out of helping your safety... out of helping you safely clean the kitchen with a wonderful lunch and a movie afterwards. You can always throw in a cake or muffins while you clean, and the children get to help make the goodies too.
Oh, that's cool, right? So stuff is baking. You can smell it. It smells great. It's cakes or something. And you're cleaning quickly so you can eat. How cool.
Learning how to do small chores is learning responsibility. It is a healthy habit for children to learn. It boosts self-worth and self-esteem.
Mm.
Now, the last sentence. Mm. This is very important. Don't, and this is for all you parents.
That's right.
Don't make chores a forced activity for your child.
That's right.
Make it fun together. Make it worthy.
Yep. That's what we do.
Yep.
You know?
Now I have cyber, tutor, and safe cyberspace.
Hmm.
Although there are a number of kids realizable and safe browsers and search engines for children online, our choice is kidsearch.com, which is one of the best family-friendly, safe kids search engines for kids that is free and easy to set up.
All right. Kids search. How do you spell that?
Capital K, I, D, Z, capital S, E, A, R, C, H,
.com.
But it's all together. It's not
right.
Separate.
Right.
So, as I was saying.
Do they have an app, too?
Yes.
Download on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, it says it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And KidSearch app for the child's phone, so the child is safe on the internet. Safety is very important when it comes to cyberspace. That is true. We know of incidents where children on a normal internet who were
innocently
playing Minecraft with other
participants
online and were contacted by one who began to ask odd questions like, are your parents home? Where do you live? Yes. Anyone can, in disguise, play games which includes messaging the players. Many parents mistakenly encourage the child to use the phone and computer as a form of babysitting to get them out of your hair. Safety first is the foremost when it comes to your child in cyberspace.
Yep.
If you do not allow your safe 9-year-olds to walk down the store 2 miles away because it is not safe. Then you should understand that cyberspace is hundreds, thousands of miles away or right around the corner. Parents must take the
initiative
to keep children safe on the internet, and doing so can be rewarding.
So now recently, actually, 25 people were arrested in New Jersey. Many of them, one was a firefighter, one was a nurse, one was a police sergeant, remember? Who were making believe they were children and on Minecraft, and what's that other game?
Fortnite.
Fortnite were talking to the children like they were children, all right? Like they themselves were children, trying to pick them up and trying to meet with them. This is terrible. So through kids search and other things like this, we can keep our children safe.
So I'm going to read the last paragraph of this page.
Okay.
Another cool thing to do online is join Students of the World, which is a safe educational site that also has pen pals from all over the world. Your child can interact with children their own age from other cool places, making friends internationally. The experience can be empowering. We have provided the links on our resource page.
Great. Well, the last thing to explain to folks, now this book is packed with information that Alana and I researched. She did a great job, and it's got cool pictures too. It's a nice handy book. What are the last chapters?
One of the last chapters is reading and writing stories.
So that means when it's raining and storming, you get the kids together and you participate. You don't throw them a book and say, here, read.
Yeah. What you do is you grab a book. Easy. I'm not going to read the whole page.
Yes.
But I am going to say.
You explain it.
Yeah. I am going to say that it's pretty easy. All you have to do is grab a book, get your children all ready for the awesome time.
Story time.
Yep. Or writing.
Or writing. That's right. We do that, right?
Yep. I'll explain.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is, so first, you take a piece of paper if
yep.
you want to do writing, and you just start writing with your children and telling them, like, spelling or something like that.
And they do stories together.
Yes, and stories are where the parent grabs a book, and either if the kids are old enough, they read to each other, and then the parent asks them questions and stuff, or the parent reads to the children, and they have an awesome time.
Wow. So this book, again, what's the title of the book? And it's going to be available online soon.
Yes. Alana Willow's Rainy Day Activities for Kids by Alana McGrath and Hank McGrath.
We're very proud to work with you on this project, honey. I'm going to give the rest of the show to you so you can give a little prayer.
I'm going to say a prayer before we have to go, then I'm going to say goodbye. Our prayer is, so everyone's put your hands together, head down, close your eyes. Thank you, God, for everything that you've given us. Please pray to the people in need. Please help the people in need. Everyone needs you. Please, God, we all need you. Everyone appreciates what you've done for them. A lot of people don't, but we all do. Deep inside your heart, people, everyone, we know there's a good in you. If for some reason you just act bad for no reason, there is a reason why. And if you're too scared to show it or tell it, that's okay. But just remember, we're all here to help you. And everyone that is in the needed, and just everyone, pray. Pray every night. So we have to go. See you next time. It's been great having this show with you guys today. Just remember, the people in need, please be careful and pray every day. See you next week, guys. Bye.